Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This week, once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates, Heaps Normal, independent, delicious, non-alcoholic beer. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Oz and to keep the lights on here at MFB HQ.
Yes. I had a couple myself last night of Heaps Normals. I'm out, but yeah, I can go get some more, whatever.
They're fucking everywhere now. They're doing all right.
Yeah, I know. Supermarket.
Get into them. I've just been having them for the last 9 days. I've been off the piss, so I'm going hard on the Heaps Normals. And I mean not just as a drink replacement, as a meal replacement, coffee replacement, probably going through a slab and a half a day, and I'm fucking looking good. Thanks, Heaps Normal.
Can you take one into the radio station, crack it open?
One? Why would you take one?
4 at 5 a.m.
Take a slab. Everyone get into them. Although the problem is I'm at the Fox, and if you crack a can, you do have to say Triple M. But besides that, Heaps Normal. Fucking get them in ya. HeapsNormal.com, duty free at checkout. Enjoy the app.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate? Off the booze, you say?
Yeah, just having a little break from the...
Think you're better than the rest of us.
As you'd say, drinky poos. That's what you text me when you want to go out for a beer.
Yeah, just going to go and have 16 or 17 drinky poos tonight. Really takes the edge off alcoholism, doesn't it?
You should just say it at the magistrates. Sure, I blew 2.1 or 0.21 and I fucking drunk drove into a school. My bad. I had a few cheeky drinky poos. With the gals. I'll say, you were just having a laugh, mate. Get out of here.
Oh, the girls do love a drinky poo. Yeah. Hey, this week I was quite interested to see a plane incident.
Yeah.
Hot off the press.
Freshy.
Glenn De Vries, a Blue Origin dickhead billionaire.
Oh,
who
no.
Went to space recently with Shatner.
Hold on.
Came back, and what do you know? He crashed his small plane.
And
it
didn't end well, did it?
Well, he became a rosary bead for his loved ones. Imagine going to space, coming back and just stacking it in a humble small plane.
Oh, why?
Cessna takes care of everything.
I'd be walking everywhere if I somehow went to space and came back in one piece. I've used up all my good transport credit. I'm not rolling the dice on a fucking single engine.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of tears must have been shed, but not this end. I don't know that there's many good blokes who've been to space.
He seemed all right though, didn't he?
Billionaire.
Oh, was he a billionaire? Fuck, sorry, I missed that first bit. As you say, you don't get $1 billion by being a good bloke and paying everyone fairly.
It hasn't happened. It has never, ever happened. You cannot tell me a good bloke who's a billionaire. No fucking way. No, not having it.
What do you reckon the black box, because it will be an air crash investigation, do you think it's a bit of, oh, you're fucking shit me. That'll be the last, are you fucking serious?
Do they have them in a small plane? Like,
yeah, they have to.
Small plane.
Yeah.
They've all got it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Does air crash investigations, that you watch all of them, do they deal with little ones as well?
Yeah.
If it's
they'll deal
famous?
With whatever. Yeah. They'll do light aircraft up to massive ones. That, I told you, my favourite one was that like 40 or 50 seater in the US like 30 years ago when it took off.
Yeah.
And it just stalled and crashed, and then they figured out people are a lot fatter than the average they'd been calculating.
Yeah. But how did the black box take care of that? Did the pilot say, geez, these people are fat as they're trying to take off or what?
You fucking fucking.
Like, how do you figure that out from the black box?
No, they just figured that out going through the stats.
My favourite remains, I'm going to go get a Sprite. Do you want anything? Like the last thing I heard on the black box.
Was that the
I don't know.
German, that fucking
I don't know. Oh, no, not the one that they locked the door.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Man, there was that Russian one where he just let his kid fly for a bit of a laugh. That didn't end well.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
we've
it's been a few. It's been a few characters.
We've started off a bit fucking grim.
Oh, sorry.
Normally we build up to grim. We've just kicked off straight away with a death that we're not even talking about. You're starting to sound like my mum.
Oh, no.
Anytime I call her, and I know she listens to this, she'll be like, you know, Frank? Nah. Well, his cousin's gardener has a brain tumour. Fucking, well, thanks.
All right.
That was unnecessary. I don't care. I don't care about... You have to be within my immediate family or friendship circle. Outside of that, you could get decapitated. Do not give a fuck. And it's not it's not that it's not sad. It's just I can't add it on. You can't take that information on. There's too many people.
Yeah. Is she at that age now? It's like straight to the obituaries. not sport page, not the front page, straight to the obits. Get the glasses out, quite small print. Let's see who's dead.
They should, I reckon, over a certain age, make a version of the paper for people where it's sort of folded inside out, so you just start there. The obituaries is the front and back page. Then you can work your way through to the less important stuff like the world headlines and sport.
I wouldn't think to ever read it. Like I've just never opened up there. I did used to read the personals. That's always good for a laugh. That, but I don't know if that even exists anymore.
Surely people aren't still trying to pull a route from a newspaper.
Don't know.
Wow.
Do they even have newspapers now? I don't know.
Oh, man. We get, when I'm on the radio occasionally, they'll chuck a Herald Sun in front of me and it takes me a while to figure out it's a Herald Sun because I'm like, this is a pretty hefty Harvey Norman catalogue.
Oh, yeah.
But nah, they're on page 15 of the Harvey Norman catalogue is some news.
That's the front page. It's inside the catalogue, isn't it?
It's inside the catalogue.
Junk mail within the junk mail. Very disappointing.
I'm just trying to find out which trots are running today.
Yeah.
I've got to find out about all these bargains on fridges.
Well, since the broadsheets just became tabloids, like figuratively and literally, there's a whole generation of people that don't know how to hold a paper. Like you wouldn't know how to, like the next generation won't even have them. But for now, there's no broadsheets anymore, is there? I haven't seen one for years.
No, the last one I saw was a man on a plane who was next to me.
Oh.
And he got told no.
Yeah. Just had it fully out, man, not even folded
out,
over.
Out. I was reading the right-hand side of it.
Brilliant.
It's like we're doing a team read.
Where do you stand on that, reading someone else's paper in public who you don't know?
Can't help it if it's in front of my fucking face. If it's blocking the screen for my seat, it becomes, well, I have to. It's the new in-flight.
I would have liked the cut of his jib if he told you to stop reading it. Should have got out a pen and just started doing his crossword or something on the back.
The Sudoku. Pull out a coupon. Sorry, mate, thought this was mine. It is in my way. Hey, everyone, you've sold out half the tickets. Half the tickets are gone already for our live show. We're back. We're back, baby, 2022.
Yes.
Starting in Heggie's favourite city, my hometown, Melbourne, Victoria, and Comedy Republic, January 22nd, 4:30 p.m., live Mid-Flight Brawl. Get to midflightbrawl.com for tickets or get on our Insta at Mid-Flight Brawl. But, yeah. They're half gone already. So thanks to all the legends that have bought them so far.
Yeah. I mean, you say that, but Melbourne's gone down very slightly in the livability stakes since the Big W, which is the centrepiece of Melbourne, don't anymore stock Dunlop KT26. It's gone.
What, the Big W at QV, at the QV Centre?
Right in the middle of town. Don't know any other capital city's got one of them.
Man, the middle.
Big W.
Well,
the centre of arts.
The geographical middle of your town is fucking Parramatta. So get fucked. Have that. That's the middle of your city.
Get a Big W there.
Enjoy.
If you want. Oh, you want to pinpoint the exact center of Melbourne, you reckon that's it? The people living in the sea, are there? Fuck off. Talking CBD, we don't have a big W. You do. But no big W's anymore have KT26 shoes. It's gone out of production. Gone.
What do you mean? The shoe itself is out of production?
Yep. The operation has been shut down.
Oh, no.
So no need to walk into a big W anymore.
You know it's killed the humble KT26.
Coronavirus!
Man, chalk another one up.
Mm.
The KTs are gone. What are you going to do? Have you stockpiled them?
Oh, I've got a few pair. I'm going to have to bust out the steel caps soon, though. But, yeah. I'm on the KT26 Appreciation Society group on Facebook, and they are devastated. They're all stocking up. Yep. I stocked up. I didn't take things that far, no.
Man, you might have to go. You might have to go to China direct to the factory. Just grab some.
Just grab a boy and bring him back and say, make some. This is your new full-time job.
Man, just get on Alibaba when you're getting your USBs next or your bottle openers and go, oi, chuck some KT26.
50,000 pets. They got MOQs on that. You can't just buy one pair of shoes on Alibaba. Our roof would be fucking full of them.
Fucking hell. Well, mate, I'm sorry. We've started the intro with a death and we've ended the intro with a death. The humble KT26. Didn't you run a marathon in them?
Yeah. Yeah, I ran a marathon. Well, I've run one marathon and it was in KT26 shoes, as was the original intent.
Whatever you've done has been in KT26s.
Oh, pretty much. Since mid-childhood, I suppose. Yeah.
Probably competed in swimming competitions wearing KT26s. They're just on you. I've never seen your feet. Don't believe you have any. You've got that South African runner's legs with a couple of KT26s glued on the stumps. But before we get into the app, I see you again today. Another beautiful, I guessed it was English last week, but they've just copied the home. But I'm going to guess English today. Beautiful English homestead for your Zoom background.
It's a wonderful mansion on one of the sunny days that they get every few years or so in Berkshire, UK. And it happens to be the very home of another one of your comedic inspirations.
Oh, hold on. Can I have a guess?
It's
Jimmy Savile?
No. Not far off the mark in terms of demeanour and, you know, general MO.
Rolf Harris.
Yes. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Wow. A wobble board bought him that, did it?
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Your fucking Google searches are grim. The fucking AFP are kicking your door in at any time. So let's get this ep underway before your fucking door gets ram raided.
Righto. Let's do it. Righto. We made it. Episode 88, Two Fat Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Bumper double incident to celebrate the occasion. Two separate incidents here. It's a bit of a special. Both hot off the press. And
freshies. Love a freshie.
We've been talking about this. They've nearly clocked 5,000 American reports alone about unruly passengers this year.
Now I'm starting to think, though, it's such a jump. It's like quarterbacks in the modern era of the NFL just putting up mad numbers because they've made it harder for defenders to defend properly.
Right.
So the wide receivers who catch the ball get more space to do their job. And I am wondering, the numbers are up so high, is it that the actual term unruly passenger, they've lowered the bar?
Well, like everything, just change what the language means and away you go, change the meaning.
Or is it like one of those cars you had as a kid that you just sort of rub on the carpet back and forth and then you let it go and it just goes fucking berserk? People couldn't fly for a bit, and that's what's happened.
Yeah.
It's like the little car, but the little car are cunts.
A little bit of both. I mean, it is misleading. 3/4 of those reports concern face masks.
Oh, yeah.
And the political freedom and amended constitutional rights of free Americans to express their God-given freedom and rights to freedom fries. It's all freedom. God damn it. Pretty pivotal conflict for rank-and-file Americans because they love authority.
Yeah.
But like most of them who revel in chain of command mentality, they like to possess it. And some clown with epaulettes and a clip-on tie ain't telling this goddamn freedom fighter what to do. My grandpa stormed the beach at Normandy. Now someone's telling me to pull my weight with public health and safety. Sorry. That's just not my politics. There's definitely been a bit of confusion.
Also, a lot of that in boomer memes, by the way, that you see on Facebook at the minute. People's older relatives, sorry, just putting up, you know, this is what it used to be a man, and it's a black and white photo of soldiers storming the beach.
Yeah.
And now this is what it is. You know, it's just a bloke with no shirt doing a flex or whatever.
Yeah.
You go, well, maybe if they had all the technology and the same shit they have now, there'd be less on the beach there and more on TikTok.
For sure.
Don't tell me none of the old cunts would be on TikTok.
Plus, what did they fight for? They're fighting for our freedom. Turns out they're fighting, so we had to fight as well because they fucking resent that we don't have to. Now, hang on. You fought for this. You caused this. There is some confusion about what actual politics is now. People think it's personal policy and the way they conduct themselves. So, look, I am incredibly selfish and everybody in my life is just going to have to deal with that. That's my politics. My politics involve me kicking the shit out of kids who walk past my house without saying hello, sir, and bowing their heads. Sorry, that's just politics. Nothing you can do about it. Anyway, bit of a bloody powder keg, isn't it? Chuck a few hundred fuckwits who think that like that in a small tube for a few hours and see what happens.
Yeah, take it up to a height and give them shitty food and make booze expensive. People will lose their mind.
Oh, but these particular 2021 incidents don't actually involve masks. They're both to do with seats. One of your favourites.
Oh, bit of seat etiquette. And there's one man that put it best, Australian comedian Jim Jefferies.
When you're on an airplane, there's a thing called plane etiquette. And it goes like this. Window gets an armrest and a wall. Middle gets two armrests. Aisle gets an armrest and a little bit of extra leg. We're not fucking animals. We live in a society.
Still don't understand why that's just not played at the start of every flight instead of, you know, Air New Zealand making all the cabin crew do a dance or whatever.
Oh, it's the cussing.
Less of that. Oh, the cussing. I'm so sorry. The cussing. I forgot.
Yeah.
My Australian ears didn't even pick up.
Yeah.
There was probably a lot of cussing in there.
Yeah. That ain't a Bible Belt fucking instructional video there. You got to take it easy.
We're just hearing Yanni down here. They're hearing Laurel up there.
The first incident comes from August 2, 2021. Oof. And we're looking at American Eagle flight 4698, New Orleans to Austin, TX, 1 hour, 28 minutes.
Four digits and a spin-off carrier, you're asking for trouble.
Definitely. I mean, American Eagle are operated by American Airlines. Don't ask. It's a regional carrier / tax dodge for American Airlines. Also, like judging by the extensive list of incidents and accidents under the American Eagle brand, American Airlines don't have to say, yeah, we fucked up. The little fella very quickly can become a they problem.
Yeah.
When it's your stuff.
I'm not sure what the rules are now. I haven't looked it up and I'm not about to do it mid-pod, but with all the flying and everything, Qantas, Alan Joyce is like, you've got to be fucking double vaccinated. You need a negative test or whatever.
Yep.
That's what you need. No mention of Jetstar.
Oh, right.
I reckon Jetstar, they're just going to do whatever you want as per.
Whatever. Wouldn't even matter to Joyce or any of us if a Jetstar one just disappeared off the radar.
Jesus.
It's a little beep dot and then it's not, and then it's not beeping.
Fucking hell.
Joyce wouldn't give a fuck. He wouldn't care. Not his people. He's on $25 million bonus per year. As if he gives a shit about Jetstar.
He could afford 25 million Jetstar flights.
Yeah.
On that money.
Yeah. man, I mean, I don't want to bang on about incidents and accidents. I mean, I do, but.
Sorry, and I don't want to bring up the very grim point that you just made about the Jetstar flight, but, you know, you go to the news and a long time ago you said you should never see a wet teddy.
Yes.
What, on that news story, what are we seeing? White Arnett's.
Oh, yeah. Not very aerodynamic. They could turn up in any suburb or state if they come out of the sky. They could land on a wet teddy from a different accident somewhere else. Who knows?
Making it harder for the cops to figure out what's happened.
That would be quite hard. suffice to say, though, from the incidents and accidents on American Eagle, don't get on a Saab plane.
Oof. Saab, that's Rex, I think. Rex here, they've got the little Saab, little 30-seater.
Oh, yeah.
Saab.
Don't do it.
Yeah, one of those, an engine just fucking fell off over Albury. Good to go. Just landed with one propeller.
Oh, there'd been three in Victoria alone, I think, from that, from Saabs. They got some icing issues. Obviously, it's not a worry for me. I've driven a Saab car. Bad news. Wouldn't do it again. Very spongy.
Shit car?
No good. I worked on a show called Australia's Worst Driver when I first moved to Sydney, and we had all these bomb cars that these idiots could just fuck up because they didn't know how to park or drive or anything. And I just took one home every night, and a couple of times I ended up with a Saab, and it was really dangerous.
What do you mean you just took one home?
Well, we're filming at Homebush, largely,
yeah,
or fucking Eastern Creek or racetrack, just shit places. I had to move a lot of cars around, and I'll just fucking take one.
Yeah. No one's checking.
Just an unregistered shit car, drive it back to Bondi for the night.
No one's counting the Ks on that the next day. Hold on, this doesn't add up.
No, not at all. They were getting straight to the wrecker at the end of the show. But, yeah, this was a low rider. Like, you feel like you're sitting on the road.
Oof.
You know those ones?
Like, yeah.
Bad seat, spongy steering, bad car. Don't get in a plane, probably same sort of vibe, I would think. One of the more notable incidents, though, for American Eagle was in 2017, where a CRJ-700 was taking off at good old Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Everything was pretty cool on runway 36J until they ploughed into a deer standing on the runway.
Fucking hell.
Kablam. No injuries to crew and passengers. Can't say as much for the deer. But at an international airport, I would think deer-proof fence would be one of the first things I'd build if I were in charge of it.
If they're getting in, so can people.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, that's a mad one. What's the thing? Just born there or something? Like, how did that happen?
No, it's in America. It's probably someone's fucking anxiety deer. Got in the way.
Anxiety fawn. Went out to the grass and just got fat and then got run over.
Wouldn't have helped.
So this plane, this Saab, is it's converging on Austin, Texas, home of Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
What am I on? I'm on my bike, busting my ass 6 hours a day. What are you on?
Oh, everyone's excited to go to Texas. They've left behind their habit of getting drunk in public on oversized frozen margaritas in New Orleans, and they're starting to think about ordering a few T-bones each at the steakhouse instead.
I told you, I had so many frozen cocktails when I was in New Orleans in 2013. I was shaking in a hotel bed, shaking.
Brain freeze. Yeah.
Bad body freeze. I had liver freeze.
Yeah.
Too many hurricanes. Don't worry about an actual hurricane. The frozen drink.
Some straight spirits to thaw out your liver. At this stage of the story, this is where your personal scruples play a part. Consider this, it's 1 hour, 28-minute flight, and there was a fully reclined seat.
Oh, no thanks.
Big bloke occupying it, big bloke behind it. Nearly goes without saying, but yeah, had to say it. In January of last year, actually, there was an American Eagle flight that sported a fight over a reclined seat. It's not the first time. A woman reclined her economy seat and a bloke told her not to because he was eating.
Oh.
And she waited until he stopped eating, reclined it again, then he punched the back of it 10 times.
I think the rule in economy, Jeffries doesn't bring it up there, but the reclining of the seat, well, under 2 hours, just don't do it. But any longer than that, you've always got to check. I think you should always ask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't just fucking wing it back. Meal time, no good. Someone doing work on a laptop, no good. If they say no, don't do it.
Big person. Like, I'll make an exception for someone who's very large. Go, oh, fair enough. I'll just live with it. Just sit up.
Oh, yeah?
Be all right. Generally, yeah. I don't, yeah.
You're better than me.
Well, I know we pay the same amount and all that sort of shit, but you do have to be a bit – we do live in a society. The FA in this instance took the bloke's side in the argument and said, yeah, it is tight back here for a big man. 6'2" and 250 pounds. That's about 114 kg.
Big unit.
And the flight attendant, she got him a drink.
Oh, there you go.
Also went so far as to tell the seat recliner she shouldn't be filming people on a plane and gave her a passenger disturbance notice.
Fuck yeah.
That's her side of the story anyway.
That's what I mean. Like that's being counted now in the disturbances.
Yeah, probably.
Is that chucked in the 5,000 handing out notes?
Well, this is the disturb, like him yeah. punching it and her complaining and the disturbance yeah. notice. Yeah, that's all the one incident.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I didn't do the stats.
Not accusing you of fudging numbers. Don't worry.
I'd never fudge a number. It's one of my beliefs. The woman in the front, like the one in front of the bloke who punched her seat, she claimed she was injured. She had a bad back. That's just the healthcare system in the home of the brave, isn't it? Attempting to sue someone so you can afford to look after yourself. Bad back, punch seat, fuck off.
Yeah.
Logic prevailed in that instance.
Getting punched through a seat, that's like a Thai massage. Should help, if anything.
Yeah. This year's particular reclined seat, though, was one that wouldn't unrecline itself.
Oh, no.
I assume the guy was just so big that the seat just gave out. Hydraulics can only do so much, can't they? So the two guys, they're having some strong words, and the plane goes through all the landing procedures and lands at Austin, home of Stone Cold Steve
Austin.
And that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold sets up.
Is that good? Old, they don't mind a third person reference, all your heroes, do they? What does Nick Cody make of that?
Stone Cold 316, mate. The Texan rattlesnake.
What's 316, man?
Well, it was, I think he used to have a singlet or something with John 3:16, some biblical quote, and then he just turned it to Stone Cold 3:16.
Brilliant.
Handing out Stone Cold stunners. Yeah.
God told him to beat the shit out of those blokes, did he?
Yeah.
For cash. Excellent. Austin also happens to be the home of actor of a generation, Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Quicker one out of the clips there.
Yeah, man. This is a man.
By the way, do you know the Lance Armstrong clip that I played? Did you know what that's from?
He's being questioned about what he's on by David Walsh.
No. That's his Nike ad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was the Nike ad, but before it all came apart.
What am I on? I'm on my bike, busting my ass 6 hours a day. What are you on?
I'm surprised Nike didn't have a clause in their fine print saying they're going to sue him if he turns out to be a dud. And go and get all their money back, like all these companies.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to, any cyclists.
Yeah, I know.
They're all fucking juicing.
Yeah.
No human's meant to cover the same distance as a small car, you know?
I know. But if you put a clause in saying we're paying you 10 mil for this ad, if you turn out to be a cheat, you're paying us it all back plus interest. See if those hate the ad then. Get them to sign that. See what happens. Wouldn't see cyclists on fucking ads. They're not the greatest speakers.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This guy, right, though, Matthew McConaughey, he's a man who stands at 6 internet feet tall.
Which means I tower over him at 5'10".
You would. I don't think he takes the Cuban heels off when he's going back to back with an actual 6-footer.
I've heard, by the way, Heggy, and you would hate this, I've heard he's a man that is prone to just a middle of a conversation push-up.
McConaughey?
Yeah.
Just starts doing push-ups.
Dropping down, popping out 10.
Oh, man, philosophers can do that, can't they? I keep forgetting the name of the shoes you have. It's not Julian's. It's something else starting with J, isn't it? Jensen's or something?
R.M. Williams?
No, the built-up shoe.
I don't have any built-up shoes, mate. I think it is. Wasn't it Julian? Isn't that the one that we saw? Or is it Jensen?
It's not Julian.
Julian or Jensen.
It might be Jensen.
Yeah.
McConaughey takes his personal development very seriously, though, as is displayed with the push-ups. You showed me some interesting clips of the Conaghy.
Yeah, there are a few, but isn't personal development, isn't that just growing up? Like just learning more as you go along? It's not a big fucking...
Yeah.
No need for a party.
Yeah. It's your parents telling you to sit up straight and fucking don't walk knobbly-kneed. Done.
Lift your shoes. That's what my dad would always say. Lift your fucking feet. Don't drag your feet.
Go get bashed if you're a smart ass. See what happens. That's personal development. I don't think he's been bashed much.
McConaughey, though, he joined Instagram.
Oh.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
So good. This is a clip of his first video on Instagram.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to sharing who I am with you. I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates.
Oof.
If it tickles your funny bone, if it makes you think a second, if it makes your heart swell up a little bit, if it makes you take a quiet moment for a walk and go, I got to check in with the M and the E. Hopefully all those things. Let's have some fun with it, though. And let's keep the high eye, not the low eye. High eye.
Oof. Jesus Christ.
That was his introduction to Instagram.
You would go a fucking long way to find a bloke with bigger tickets on himself than at official McConaughey. Unbelievable, mate.
I love that.
If it makes you take a quiet moment for a walk and go, I got to check in with the M and the E.
Imagine watching a Matthew McConaughey Instagram reel and just going, man, I've got to fucking go for a walk.
Yeah.
Just think about my life after seeing what this actor's pontificated about.
it's calling it the M and the E. That's fucking did me when you showed me that. I'm like, oh, nah, sorry. It's over. Even Dazed and Confused, the movie. I'm retrospectively cancelling this bloke, not watching anything with him in it ever again. Anyway, good to have that in our past. I don't want to listen ever again to McConaughey.
Good actor, though.
Yeah, fine.
Good turnaround. Great actor. Like, shouldn't be talking, personally.
Absolutely not.
But should definitely act.
Unless he's told what to say.
Yeah.
And it's in a controlled environment.
Well, I felt that way about the poor actor from a famous soap, Home and Away, here.
Yeah.
That got in trouble for a bit of a anti-vax stance.
Who's that?
And I thought, what? There was one. I just won't say a name.
Oh, okay.
People will know.
Righto, yep.
I just figured, like, I don't watch the show where she's told what to say. Why would I go straight to the tap?
Yeah.
Like, I've got, who's shocked by this?
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, it's a mad one. I don't want to get into it, but, well, I do.
But when people are like, can you believe, like, that the soap actor said the thing? Yes. Yeah, I can. I can actually. It's one of the easier things to believe.
Oh, yeah. Similar to sports stars. Why do we need their opinions? They've copped a lot of fucking head knocks. You want to look down on their opinion, go and get your head punched in every Saturday for 10 years and then tell me that you've got a better opinion than me about progressive issues. Fucking ridiculous. So anyway, the plane lands here, our plane, and the millisecond the seatbelt sign turns off, these blokes are both up and out of their seats, wagging fingers, closely followed by a biffin. Like you have to get up quick before the middle to old age crowd get out of their seats and block the aisle because they're more important than everyone else. Like I tell you what, I've a couple of his and hers matching pastel tracksuit retirement village types may think again if they got out of their seat and there are a few fists in the immediate vicinity. They need to see this fight. Just go, no, I'll sit in my seat.
In America, they're up pretty quick. Like some of them hop up before the thing. In Australia, most people wait until the seatbelt sign goes off. But I've flown in certain parts of the world with 2 hours to go in the flight. People just have their carry-on. They're standing by the door.
Fuck. I mean, your thing may be the reclining seat on a short flight. Mine has got to be old people, and by old I mean anyone. But usually old people who just look at the seatbelt sign like they're on a fucking starting grid.
Yeah.
And then they'll just jump up and grab their big suitcase they've somehow not had to check in and install their fucking ass right next to my face for 10 plus minutes while the docking process is happening. Awful.
Tell you what, though, I'll tell you where you beat them on an international flight. When you get off, and my wife hates that I operate like this, but you'll save yourself a lot of time. As soon as you get off a plane, run. I know it'll look sus, but run, because every person on an international flight you pass, you're saving, I reckon, 2 minutes at the immigration line.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah. And you are always faster than the pricks who are in a hurry to get off.
Yeah.
I'm yet to be slower than someone older than me fucking hogging the aisle. Hasn't happened.
I still don't know why that's the quickest way to board, the let babies and old people on first. And why?
Worst.
At least Tiger, when it was around, Valet Tiger, it was just doors open. Good luck, everyone.
What, survival of the fittest?
Yeah.
Not even seats? Did you get allocated seats?
Yeah, you could get seats, but it was just doors open, fucking bang, you're off.
Yeah, good.
Because you had to walk about a kilometre and a half from the airport to get on the plane.
Yeah.
They park it. They're a few paddocks away, someone else's property.
I mean, there's not much left for us normals, is there? It's got to have something to get out of life. Anyway, we saw the flight, and there's, you know, it's not great footage, but we've got it anyway. Snippet of the mayhem.
The problem is the video is fucking great, and the audio, the problem is, well, the fight is great, but I don't think what people are yelling matches up to the action in front of them. There's a lot of stop, stop, like when I'm trying to put my son's nappy on and he's fucking bicycle kicking his legs.
Yeah.
But these are two men punching on. Like they're that one where the guy puts his head down and the guy gets him in a headlock and sort of delivers two fucking great shots to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're proper thuds in the liver. They could have dropped him.
It's good video, poor audio.
Stop. Stop.
I managed to isolate it down a bit and watched it a bunch of times. I'm sure I heard it. I'm going to fuck you up. The calls are stop, but like you said, though, they didn't work. Get to see that. Stop thief, for example.
Yeah.
Who's fucking stop? What are you thinking? Well, the big one, though, that big bloke who got a few good hits in, he looks like he broke free from the naysayers and started punching on again. But in fact, I've since learned that he was not one of the original two brawlers.
Just saw an opportunity. Just needed a fight.
Well, he's the guy in the Where's Wally top. a few sizes too small, obviously. But he's a good bloke trying to break up the fight.
Oh, and then what?
I copped a couple of hits while he's trying to do the right thing.
Oh, wow.
And then just fucking turned, started throwing punches of his own. And again, too, like it's a good fight. We've seen this before and we'll see it again. Get good at close quarters stuff. Like haymakers are for the fucking bull ring or a large pub with peanut shells on the floor and lots of TV screens. Isle of a plane, elbows in, jabs, yeah, kicks, weapons, target the vitals like the Adam's apple or the kneecap. Don't fuck about. Go dirty early, sort it out.
Muay Thai, grip on the back of the head, hold the head down.
Is that a Muay Thai?
Muay Thai, yeah, just the like your hands clasp. Just have a look. Muay Thai grip, hold the back of the head. It's a lot harder to throw punches if you sort of cut off the breathing a bit too.
But you pull the person's head towards you, is that it?
Yep, no, pull it down towards them.
Ah, okay.
You can sort of fold their neck or you can hold it down so if somehow you can get a knee up there.
Well, you want to protect your nuts at the same time, wouldn't you? First thing I'd do if someone's doing a Muay Thai on me.
Protect the nut. Oh, nut shot.
Yeah. Dirty.
Dirty early.
Oh, very dirty. I'd have empty sugar out of the bottom of a lolly packet or something into my hand to throw in someone's face. You need some small grain.
Yeah.
There's no dirt on a plane. You've got to throw something in their eyes.
I grabbed a kid near me, their colouring in pack, pencil in the fucking ear.
Yeah. Oh.
We're going for it. I'm not losing this. Oh. Not in front of my family.
Yeah. The pigs turned up because they were already in Austin by this they'd landed and they got on the plane.
Cowboy boots and all?
But no arrests were made.
Oh.
No arrests. Oh, yeah, cowboy boots, big Yosemite Sam hats, all the rest of it. Had to leave them off. They don't fit down the aisle.
The saloon doors again.
Yeah.
Plane doors open.
Yeah, there were no arrests made, no harm, no foul. These guys' respective statuses remained free.
Oh, wow.
We don't even know their names. Like they're just, that's just another fight. So
fuck yeah.
I don't even know that this went into the stats. There's no way of knowing. I'd love to have the list, like the official complaints. That'd be fucking great to see. If we can get in there, if anyone's got a connection with the FAA, love to have it.
You want to do an audit?
Save a lot of bother.
A punch on audit. Yeah.
It'd save a lot of bother for me looking for new fights and more fights. I could just go through the list. Just do 2021 forever. Anyway, that's it for the first incident of this week.
You know, a lot of issues with Texas, obviously, the Lone Star State, but pretty good to just go, you got a few shots in, you got a few in. It's like a cool teacher at high school after a punch on.
Yeah.
Your nose is bleeding, you've lost a tooth, let's call it even.
Yeah.
Pull your fucking heads in, get to class.
I'll take the busted nose before a smashed tooth.
Oh, definitely.
If we're up to it. second incident. This is fucking hot off the press. We're talking October 29, 2021.
Wow.
Good old Delta Airlines, Atlanta to LA, 7:15 a.m.
Wow.
And
that's a big flight too. It's a long flight, big flights from their hub there.
Yeah.
Delta's hub in Hotlanta, the dirty south.
Well, this is at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the location of some good and bad times. Probably the plane that flew straight into a hailstorm on approach and ended up on a highway nearby is one of the bigger. There was no Hudson River sitting right there. That's the difference between a biopic about you being a hero and a news item about you slamming a plane into a bunch of cars on a highway and becoming a sunbeam for Jesus, rocking up the pearly gates with 63 passengers in headlocks as well as 9 motorists just going about their business.
What a way to go. Oh. Is that a fucking plane? You just don't want that to be your last.
Like, obviously, like a lot of people, I immediately thought, what happens there with the statisticians? Must blow their minds. Is that road toll or plane crash stats?
Well, if it's in the last 2 years, it's all COVID.
Yeah, they died of COVID, all these people.
There was a big gasoline mixed with the COVID. That's what that big fireball was.
Who gets to chalk that up, like pre-COVID? Have we covered this before? I don't know.
I think we've tried to talk. Yeah, you've got to. It would be tough. Are you going through each way? Is it all plane crash or? Because surely one of those cars would have crashed into another car.
Yeah.
You just want to know the death assists.
I've always liked, those people who just die of a heart attack on the battlefield or something. You go, hang on, that's not a war stat. Yeah. He didn't. We're changing your pension. He had a heart attack.
Hey, by the way, there's a bit of clanging. I can hear some clanging.
Man, there's a building site across the road. This is going to be heard over the next few weeks, without a doubt. They're playing country music earlier. We've seemed to have missed that.
Wow.
Thankfully. But yeah, they're just smashing fucking scaffold and stuff over the road for a while.
You must be loving life.
That's when they're not parking in my driveway.
Bad day to be a tradie.
Oh. So 20 passengers survived, as did a couple of flight attendants from that highway crash. FAs, they seem to have a pretty good survival rate from everything I've read on the matter. And I reckon that's a combo of things, like running for the exit of a burning plane to get off first. That is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Being trained and maybe having a cool enough head to remain relaxed when shit goes down. But for mine, the big unsung one, I think.
Can I guess?
What?
Reversey seat.
Yeah, sitting backwards.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Like I do on a bus or a train, someone else is driving. Like, provided everyone puts their seatbelts on, like you ask, upon impact, you don't get a small child or other projectile just coming at you at speed. Sitting backwards is a fucking winner.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I do love, sometimes they just look like a mob boss at lunch, just back to the wall looking at everyone. Not getting me this way. Watching all you cunts.
I reckon the pilot's chairs probably swivel around too near the end because they survive quite a lot of crashes. They look after themselves, not so for the people at the back. Anyway, this incident involves two men by the name of that banging is fucking pissing me off now, coming right through the earphones. I might go and help them put up the fucking scaffold.
I reckon you'll help them. You're going to help their work site with some eggs after.
Still going, isn't it? Anyway, got to plow through. Fuck Sorry, it, we're guys. Here now. For continuity's sake, we're just going to plow on with the banging.
If at no point, if you don't hear it, Conrad has done something incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can get out of that. At least we've referenced it. Yeah. So that's what the pros do.
Now it's on you.
Shit TV shows I've worked on. Two fellas, Curtis Morris Clayton, 30, and German Montez, 43, get on the plane. Montez gets on the plane innocently, just sits down. He's been told to put his shit away, and he puts something in the seat pocket. Don't know what. But safe to say it wasn't a stick of gum. It was bigger. My guess is a hardback Good News Bible, nice pointy corners. Put in the seat pocket. Both testaments unabridged. Two hands required. Thicker than an American cheeseburger, or maybe it was like an oversized novelty baseball or something. He's put in there. Maybe a pineapple. Don't know. No one's talking. Could be anything. It's America. Could be a lizard. Who fucking knows? But
mental health lizard
in the seat pocket.
Yeah,
mental health lizard's in there.
A depression. Spiky one. A depression Komodo dragon.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to get some emotional redbacks. Just a fucking Tupperware full of emotional redbacks. Take that everywhere I go. Anyway, who's German Montez sitting right behind? It's only Curtis Morris Clayton from South Carolina, and Clayton.
By the way, it does sound like he's got a law firm name.
Yeah, law firm, or he drinks a lot of beer out of an esky on his porch. That's one of two things for the name of that. Clayton told him to take the item out of the seat pocket, and German said, "Nah, it's fine." Next thing you know, there's a bloody punch-up, isn't there?
Big old punch-on. Here's a little bit. There's a little snippet of it. You're just hearing, this is the bloke that's not even watching, correct? You'll hear him chat.
Yeah.
It's literally fucking 6 a.m. Who's fighting at 6 a.m.?
Now, the problem is with this fight, you're not picking up the biffo from the last one.
Too far away.
Yeah, pretty good biffo, but there is one passenger. The bloke you hear there, you go, he says, it's only 6 a.m.
It's literally fucking 6 a.m. Who's fighting at 6 a.m.?
Literally fucking 6 a.m. Who's fighting at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, he's not even watching the fight. Like, it's no one closer had the presence of mind to get their phone ready and shoot it. The footage we were privy to is at least a dozen rows back. Not good enough. But, like, inevitably, people were pulling the two off each other. That's the human spirit. We like to see we're all in this together, etc. But it was close enough to see a very handy cut above the eye, like the sort you see in
UFC,
in the sport of boxing quite commonly, and some wrinkly wipes a handful of fucking Vaseline and it ruffles the thug's hair so he can go back for more. There's no Vaseline guy here. Big cut. German Montez, right? And surprisingly, a common name, that.
German Montez.
German Montez, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
There are a lot of them. It's Latin American, and say what you want about them, Nick, and you do, but one thing they appear to love is using and reusing names. They love that. And with very little footage to go on, pretty hard task finding the bastard, especially as German Montez is also maybe a woman's name, like yours. So...
Hey, my Nick's got a K at the end.
Yeah, still Nicky. I know girls called Nick and Nicky.
No, is it? Or is it Nicholas? I don't know if it's ever been Nicky Cody. Nicky.
Will be if I have anything to do with it. Nicky Jeffy Cody. Anyway, upon being taken off the plane didn't even get off the ground here, but... German got to stay on. Curtis Clayton, he had to get off. And that's when his status changed.
Oh.
Status arrested.
Curtis.
No longer a free man, old Curtis. Free Curtis.
You know what sucks? Curtis obviously won the fight.
Yeah, that's what you get for your troubles.
Yeah, it's like ice hockey. It should be, both get 5 minutes in the sin bin. You're both off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, little tip from the top, body blows. You see someone with a cut above the eye, looks like a victim.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas give him some proper internal damage through a T-shirt, make him an actual victim, go, what? Hardly touched him.
Yeah. When he's fine. Pissing blood 3 days blood. Later, too late.
Yeah.
Can't blame me.
You're already in LA, living the dream. Down at Hooters, sitting up against a palm tree, having fucking 2 dozen buffalo wings with hot sauce, getting danced around.
Eating guacamole out of an upside down hat.
Guacamole, I think you find they call it. They call it guacamole.
Guac.
It always annoyed me in North America. I think they say guacamole. I might be mistaken. I would think the southern states don't, but they used to say minestrone for the soup.
Wow.
Get a big bowl of minestrone. What the fuck? I thought they had Italians here, but they don't. They're just Americans calling themselves that.
By the way, you must have either been the only person to or have heard the only person who has ordered a soup in America.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I've been there 15 times. Never seen a soup.
Oh, you can get it. You can get it in some place. They bring it round in those glass coffee jars. Just
actually, if it's the size of anything else they dish up, it's in a keg.
Yeah.
Here's your soup keg. Someone holds your feet.
In the colder states, they tip a big bucket of minestrone over a coach when he's won a game. In lieu of cold Gatorade, they got hot minestrone. Scald the bastard. Clayton did manage to damage a police car while he's in their care. I didn't ascertain what too early, but probably the classic kick the cage repeatedly trick from the back seat. You kick something enough, you'll do some sort of damage. He could have punched a wing mirror off. I don't know. They're probably reinforced cop car mirrors.
That is one thing I never understand.
What?
There was a UFC fighter, John Jones, a real land larrikin. He got arrested mere hours after receiving his nomination into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then he got done in, you know, there was a whole bunch of things, but one of them was wrecking a cop car, and apparently he was just headbutting the bonnet.
Yeah.
You go, man, just the cop car, treat it easy.
Yeah.
Be real nice. It's too late. You can't bash your way out of it and they're going to let you go.
Oh, for sure. Plus, if you pay your taxes and it's, you know, ambiguous if he does or not, it's coming out of his hip pocket.
It's your car.
Boys of Blue couldn't give a fuck. They'll get a new one. Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, punching a wing mirror off a cop car, I've never tried it, but I think they'd be reinforced, wouldn't they? It looks like a mirror. It's really barbed wire or something made to look like a mirror.
Who was the leaguey that pissed on one, his wedding?
Oh, Greg Bird.
Greg Bird. Good effort.
Yeah.
Pissed on a cop car at night of his wedding.
Mm. You can't say that the bride wasn't forewarned as to his character, even before that.
Exciting too, by the way, NFL and AFL off season at the minute.
NFL, gridiron.
NRL and NRL. AFL. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The headlines will be piling in very soon.
Here we go.
Summer.
Oof. Yeah. When there's sports stories on the front of the paper. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Where they belong. he was charged with battery and interference with government property and taken to the Clayton County Jail.
Oh.
Named after himself. that'd be galling, wouldn't it?
Would you have a laugh, you reckon?
Oh, I'm sure someone did. Yeah, you're home, mate. You're always going to end up here. Got your name on it. Unknown really long term what's going to happen to Curtis Morris Clayton. It's too fresh. But you'll be happy to know. So will that little turd who didn't even watch the fight. You've seen that many just turn around and started complaining about him. Me.
By the way, his life. What's he seeing in his life that, mate, too much TikTok or Instagram or something? You're not in the moment.
Yeah.
You're not present. If somebody's punching on in front, I'm watching. I don't care.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm stopping everything.
Tell the kids to shh, 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 shh.
Yep. Watch this.
This is real stuff, kids. Something.
I'd comment. If kids are there, you got to commentate it.
Mate, what I'd do, grab the T-shirt over the head. And all body shots. That cut on the head, that is a mistake.
Yeah.
He is a victim now. Toe stomps. Oh. That's another good one for a plane. Toe stomps. Toe stomp.
Yeah, lots of sneaky stuff. Get a hand up the sleeve, underarm hair, yank that.
Fuck. What if they're wearing your favourite comedian, Larry the Cable Guy, just to cut off a sleeveless...
Oh, if they're in a sleeveless, you're in.
Underarm hair pull. That is a dog act.
It's fucking painful. Yeah. The flight left only 30 minutes after schedule. So
unbelievable.
Good news. Good news in the end for all of them.
That is fucking great. As we always say, better than your stock standard non-flight Jetstar plane.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'd take 30 minutes any day to see a fight. If someone's standard to leave 30 minutes any time, but 30 minutes late, I would think, yeah, I'll have a fight every flight I get on, please. I'll just watch one.
They should do it on just randomly. Once in 100 flights, just have a punch on. You can watch like a mariachi band on a subway in New York. Pass the hat around at the end.
I'm looking forward to getting back to flying so we can – like I want to see a fight. Like, I've got to have my phone ready, film a fight, and get yourself in the foreground of it. That'd be sick for this.
Selfie cam?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. Like become part of the story for this. It'd be like, fuck, that'd be unbelievable.
Well, I remember that – the flight back from Perth. Remember when we flew over to Perth and then just got stuck there?
Yeah.
The flight back, I just hadn't flown much, and I got stuck into the wines on the plane.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm probably two sips from a fucking shitty Shiraz away from
slamming my seat back into someone.
We're doing foot stomps.
Yeah.
I'll just yell out, get the camera ready, Eggy. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl.
All right.
Get on midflightbrawl.com. Yuck. We've got a live show coming up in Melbourne, Jan 22nd at Comedy Republic. Get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for extra eps. Heggie's got gigs coming up, lukeheggie.com, omnicody.com.au, at Mid-Flight Brawl on Instagram. I think that's it. Fuck, that was a
beauty.
A lot of plugs there at the end.
See you, mate.
And that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold sets up.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.